guys. Welcome to Central Coast Uncorked. Today we're going to... Wait, let me find a sign. Dark Star? Nope. River Star.
Maybe I should have done the introduction.
I told you when we were driving up that I keep getting that mixed up. Yes. River Star.
Yep.
I don't know anything about this place. Not one... Obviously, I don't even know the name. I don't know one single thing about it.
Yeah, me either. Great intro, guys. This is a brand new place for Jamie and I. Think that we're going to be encountering that a little bit more often as we start to venture, like, especially into the east side of Paso, like places that we've never heard of. So River Star is like between Paso and San Miguel. I think it's technically coded as San Miguel, but on the east side. So I'm really excited. I have no idea like what kind of grapes they grow this far northeast in the county. So I'm interested to see like what they have on the table. I believe when I emailed them, they said this is a family run, family owned, limited production.
Oh, I love
place.
That.
And the girl said it was going to be her and her mom in the tasting room today.
Shut up.
So very sweet.
I already like it.
There's a really old little cattle dog out here running around too that I was excited to see.
I like a winery dog.
Me too.
That there's a little sign on that like house looking building over there that says River Star Ranch, and I think that's kind of endearing.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I bet they have a great story about how they started and how they got to, you know, maybe they didn't start out with grapes, but how they became a winery and vineyard. And so
I'm so excited now that I know it's like a mom and daughter.
Yeah, we should have brought your mom.
I know.
Could have been a real connection.
She tried to come.
Yeah. Well, we don't have much else to say because we don't know what we're getting into, but we will catch up with you guys after the episode and let you know what our thoughts are once we have more information.
Yeah, sounds good. Hopefully, it sounds great.
We'll see you later.
How long have you guys been here?
So me and my family have been here for 3 years.
Oh.
So we, River Star's been here. The vines were first planted in 86.
Okay.
So it's a pretty older vineyard. And then the previous owner, winemaker, retired a few years ago. So they were in their late 80s. They ran this as a family operation, started the tasting room in 2005 or so, and then sold it to my family. So we brought a new winemaker in.
Cool.
And are continuing that tradition.
Awesome.
Yes, it's been very fun.
I was really excited when Shanice told me that, like, you and your mom are going to be here because I work with my mom.
Oh,
so I definitely have like a soft spot for that. I was like, okay, I already like it. I guess that's my favorite.
That's cool. Yeah, it's definitely a family operation here.
Hi. And you've got a dog. That's even better.
And this is like, Nikki. Yes. She's my baby. My old baby.
How are you?
She's our little greeter. So I'm going to start you. This is our only estate grown white. This is our Sauvignon Blanc. This is the 17 vintage. Very fruity for a Sauvignon Blanc, which historically this was pretty widely planted in Paso. I was just kind of learning about that. You don't really think of Paso when you think of Sauvignon Blanc, but it was one of the first grapes that was really widely planted here. So ours are really well established, and lots of grapefruit and citrus and really bright acidity in this wine. We're getting ready to bottle our 18 in the next month.
Cool.
We do food, like a lot of food pairing events with this Pleasant Valley Wine Trail.
Oh, really?
And like when we do the soft, when we have done the soft walk, we pair it with like a pineapple chicken skewer.
Ooh, I bet that's really good.
That's really good.
Fun with the pairings.
Do you guys do events? Like, you have this gorgeous space out here out front. Do you do any events out there?
Yes. So we do concert series every summer.
Oh!
It's really fun. So they're free concerts.
I did not know that. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's really fun. And we put some chairs and things out there. People bring blankets and friends. And, we're open. We're family-friendly and dog-friendly here. We do wine specials by the glass or bottle. And then we either have a food truck that comes and serves their food.
Oh, my gosh. How did we not know this?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
It's great.
This is our third summer doing them, so we've definitely got more of a following, which is
Cool. That's really cool.
Yeah. Casual, you know, and we have a big family. There's always kids running around here, too, so we kind of... stress out to people that you can bring your kids.
That's awesome, because, like, I have a couple, well, she has a kid, but he's still like little enough that he's in his little carry thing and, you know, it's, but I have other friends who have older kids and it is really hard, like when we go wine tasting, to find family friendly stuff or like, especially in the evenings, like if we want to during the summer, like go to a concert or something, like a lot of places, like they don't let you bring your kids, but it's not necessarily kid friendly, you know, like there's definitely a difference.
There's definitely kids. I have six grandchildren and three of them are with us all the time. So they come back and forth with us, but our other three are here a lot too. So there's always kids.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's really cool.
So this next one is our dry rosé. This is a rosé of Syrah. It's very light bodied. We really wanted one of those kind of just cold summer wines for when it gets, you know, 110 out here. No alcohol, just an easy, refreshing summer wine. And this is our
That would definitely be like easy summertime drinking.
All right, so I'll start you with the reds.
Yeah, I liked that a lot.
The reds are definitely more what we're known for, kind of our blends too. So this is our affinity blend, which is all estate fruit. It's a Cab Merlot and Zinfandel blend. So this is our softer, very fruit-forward wine. It smells a little bit of that green jalapeno bell pepper scent on the nose from the Cab, but it tastes very fruity. Big cherry notes, chocolate maybe from the oak it was aged in.
So where can like you buy? Can you only buy your wines here? Can you get it at stores or like wine shops or?
We really encourage Tasty Room first, and we have an online store, but we sell locally. So we're in the local Albertsons, wine shops, liquor stores around here. Even as far as San Luis Obispo, we're just kind of starting to branch out. Because like I said, we've been really waiting to release our wines that I help. I'm a winemaker too.
Oh, cool.
So have a little bit more of our blood, sweat, tears.
For sure. Yeah, so that makes sense. Well, and you don't want someone to like get hooked on something you didn't make. Like, you know?
Yeah, like, of course, the next one coming out, I'm like, oh, we have something better. You know, great wines, but I've been kind of excited to get these ones out. Started on that, really small distribution right now.
That must be so hard, like coming in and buying a winery, because it takes, you know, years for your wine to be ready to sell. Oh, yeah. Like, it's not, there's no instant gratification there.
That's the issue, though. I mean, even
true, but still, that's just, that must be so frustrating.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And luckily, I mean, my parents have been coming here for years, and they love the wines in this, and on like, this wine trail and area. So it's not like we had bad wine support.
Yeah, but still, it's definitely going to be more special when it's yours.
Yeah.
What a cool label. Is that some of the grandkids on the front?
Yes, so that's fine with them.
Oh, how cute.
Because they have an affinity for each other. They're best friends.
Oh, my gosh.
Like I said, we're really family-oriented, so I put that in.
I'm such a sucker for that
stuff.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Good story on it.
See, now Kurt needs to start making wine, name it after me, and then have Axel on the label.
Okay.
And it would be like my dream wine.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, well, here's a Syrah next for you. So this is the only one we, since we make rosé out of our Syrah here, we source this from the west side of town. So it's a little cooler climate, little meatier, definitely smoky notes in this wine. This one's a favorite of mine, my personal favorite right now.
Oh, Kurt would like that.
Yeah, you have
that is smoky.
There, dark berries, but there's a touch of smoke. And that's just a natural compound.
Yeah.
You know, some people think it's like smoke taint or something. I'm like, no, there was nothing bad. It just, we like that flavor.
I took the level one sommelier class up in San Francisco, and one of the master somms, he was Australian, and he was like, when I smell Syrah, I just think of like a barbecue and like barbecue potato chips, like that smoky smell.
I think the only time I had wine that I was like, oh, this must have been connected to a fire was in Oregon. It was not very good.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, I was like, every single wine, right outside of Bend. Every single wine tasted like smoke, like very heavily. So Kurt looked it up, and there was like a massive fire when like it would have been crucial. And
yeah.
So I was like, well, I'm glad to know I wasn't so far off.
It's amazing how scores like that.
Yeah.
Did you like any of the wines, or were they just, it wasn't a good
I feel like there was one I liked, but no, it wasn't. Plus, like, I grew up here, you know, and like I learned to drink wine here, so I feel like I'm pretty spoiled in that regard.
Well, definitely.
So, yeah, it wasn't, wasn't so great. But it was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I couldn't tell you the name of it if my life depended on it. We were like up on a hill and you overlooked like this green, lush Oregon. It was beautiful, except for all the fences where they were definitely growing weed. It's like the fence has to be like so high for that or something. So it's like, then there's just like these pockets of fences. And I was like, well, we're not in California.
That's funny. Yeah, I've never tried a wine affected by smoke taint. I'd be curious what it tasted like, though.
It tasted like smoke. Sure. Yeah, and not in a good way. Not like a barbecue smoke or like, you know, like it was just smoky.
Well, here's our Petite Syrah next, and this is the youngest fruit that we bottled. So this one's got a little more tart, a little more unripe cherries, green apple flavors to it. A little more tannin than this wine, too, but I think this one will be a favorite. A few more months of age, and this wine's going to really open up nicely.
There's such a mix on this iPod.
I know.
Oh, that's interesting. I think you'll like that a lot.
Yeah, a little bit bigger than our other wines.
Smells really good.
And this one was grafted onto some Syrah about 4 years ago, so it really, it's pretty young. And we got a really small production out of that block. So it's kind of a special wine here. We use this in another blend we'll be releasing in a few months, too.
Right, I do like this one.
Kurt would probably like it, too.
So how did you two start working together?
We're sisters-in-law.
She married my brother.
Oh, nice. How fun.
So I kind of got stuck with her. Figured make the best of it. She made me some really horrendous eggs a couple times.
That was
won
a
me
long
over.
Time. That was 10 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
10 years ago. Yeah. We've done a lot of different, like,
projects
together, but this one's probably our best idea so far.
Yeah.
Oh, I think so.
We just keep cycling through them and, like, we try different ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were like, well, we go wine tasting and we think we're funny, so we should definitely record it. It'd be a great idea.
Yeah. Well, the podcast, so Jamie came to me and she was like, we should make a website where we tell people like where to go taste, like a wine map, but very curated, very like, here's why
I
you should
care.
Go taste. Uh-huh.
So all day I tell people where to go wine tasting, and like everyone, I'll be at work and like our manicurist will come over and be like, my client wants to know, because she doesn't drink wine or drink really, and she's like, my client wants to know where to go, and I'm like, why do I get nothing from this? Like, I feel like I'm doing all the work and I'm telling people what to do and nothing is coming back to me. Like, I have one of one of my clients, like, she has Airbnbs, and she was like, can you email me a list? And she has like my printed out list in all of like for her rentals, and I was like, what the heck, man?
Yeah, those lists should say by Central Coast Uncork.
I should tell her. So I was telling her, like, I feel like we've got to find some way to, like, get something out of this or make it, like, more efficient so I'm not leaving my client to go tell someone else what to do.
Yeah.
So it kind of evolved.
Yeah. I had been wanting to do a podcast for a while, but I was like, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. So then I was like, oh, we could make this into the podcast, and then we're building out an app as well. So
cool.
I get to take all of, like, my expertise. Yeah, this project is one of the ones where it's, like, I do all the work. Because all of our other projects, she does all the work. And I do, like, the marketing or whatever.
Yeah.
But this one,
yeah.
I'm, like, doing the work. And it's kind of
fun. I just get to drink wine and hang out. It's pretty
good.
Oh,
it's fun.
Plus, it's a great challenge to taste all the wine.
Yes.
And, like, I know.
I know. It's awful.
It's a tough job. I know. I keep telling my mom that. I'll be like, oh, she'll be like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, Shanice and I have to go check out a winery today. And she's like, oh, must be tough. And I was like, it's work.
We like, have to really concentrate.
But so we've been trying to only go to places that we haven't been to.
That's fun. And there's so many places.
There are.
Like, I was a little bit surprised. We got like a magazine that had a bunch of places listed. So we were both marking where we had been, and it was a lot.
But
do you keep track of them then? Like, do you have a master map or something?
Now I do. I've been like marking off the ones that we've gone to as part of this project, and then like we know which ones we've been to before. Like, some of the places we haven't gone to in years, so we'll probably revisit them.
Okay.
But we wanted those to be at like the bottom of the list because we want to go to like new places
first.
And
you're just bringing an eye to places
that
are a little quieter than the
it's
been fun. Big ones. Here's another blend.
Well, I think that's the thing is, like, everybody, and I'm guilty of this too, because, like, when I think back to, like, when we would go wine tasting, you know, even just, like, a couple years ago, we would just, we'd go to the places that we're a member of or whatever, and, like, we would just keep going there, and then you never get to find new places, and I think other people, that happens to them too, they're like, oh, I know I like this place, and I don't know if I'm going to like that one.
Well, especially, like, if you have, if I have company in town, or if I'm taking someone, I'm hesitant to try somewhere new in case it sucks.
Yeah.
Right. True.
You know? Yeah. Like, you want to go to where you know that the people are nice and the wine is good and it's pretty and all that stuff, but then it's like it gets boring because everyone wants to come on vacation here, so you end up going like, and it's like, oh hey, it's me again, like
the alcohol.
Well, that's, I mean, that's why I encourage people coming here. I'm like, everyone's gonna stay loyal to your favorites, you're gonna have a couple, but that's why every time you come out here, go to like one or two, maybe to go to one or two new ones, you might fall in love with the next place
for sure. This is the Sunset Red.
Ooh, that's nice. That's really nice. I
was
like really,
I saw this one and I was like, oh, I bet that's going to be good.
It's so good.
Yeah,
this
I like that one a lot.
This is my favorite one. It's a little, it's, I say this one's extra aged. It's our non-vintage blend, so just meaning there's multiple years of fruit in there.
Yeah, no, so I like that a lot. That's really good.
Lots of time in barrel. It softened it, I think. A little bit sweeter side for this one. Yeah, and we'll do the Sunset Red with a new blend. Kind of switch it up every couple years, I think.
It's good. I like that.
Thank you. All right, now here's our Zinfandel. This is our big, this is a very typical Paso Zin, I think. It's big, it's jammy. We aged this for 18 months in new French oak with a little bit of neutral American. We blended them to soften it, but I think this is going to be a favorite. Like I said, these wines are pretty young. Mm. This one was bottled first in June, so this has had a couple more months to open up here, but chocolatey, it's got big vanilla notes, it's velvety. I like this one.
That's really nice. I like that.
Good. We have another rosé as well, our 17 rosé. It's a little bit bigger. It's Syrah and Petite Syrah. It's kind of, it's a little more tart. It's kind of interesting. The 16's nice. I think that would be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely like more of a passes in.
So then, yeah, on the back are the older labels, the Cab and Affinity. And
do you have a Cab open that I could try?
I can open one for sure.
Oh, no, you don't have to open one.
No, it's fine.
She loves the 2012 vintage.
It's like my favorite.
And as soon as I saw you guys had
year.
It, and I know it's a different winemaker and everything, but I was like, I bet she's going to be like.
It's really good.
It's the same fruit from our vineyard. It's a very mellow Cab, but it's holding up so well. It's got big, bright cherry notes. It's really, really smooth tannins at this point. And this was an oak for almost 4 years before we bottled it, which I think helped smooth those tannins out. We've bottled our 16 vintage, but we still have some of this and it's drinking really well. So let's see, it's starting to get a little tint of color change from age.
I like that though, when they get like that orange tint and.
You too.
That's nice. Lighter than I expected.
It's really light, yeah. It almost is more like a Zin sometimes, I think.
So do you guys get a lot? Do you stay busy out here? Like, I feel like this is such a neglected part of wine tasting. Yeah.
No, it's been, since I've been here in 3 years, we've definitely gotten busier. And our wine trail's grown a little bit, too. We had Hearst Ranch join and LDT. And Vino Vargas this year, and that's been really big because we meet monthly and we do events together, and so that's
a huge part
of the people that come in here, our recommendations.
Yeah.
So like Hearst, do they have a tasting room other than the one in San Simeon?
It's out in on.
So what they're not there anywhere.
Oh,
that's not that's
they're
Mission.
On the road. They're right around the corner from us now. So they moved. A year ago, it was kind of a quiet move.
It really was, because all of a sudden it was the Mission.
All the wine
cider.
Trails still show them on the old one.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, well, not all of them. The magazine that I have that is from this year, and then I think the other one that has like the really intensive like address list still has their old address.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they just updated. So they just joined in January.
Okay.
But it's kind of fun, and that's like I said, word of mouth has been huge for
us,
and I know that's what's worked for a lot of these small wineries who've been around a little longer than we have. I think this area is growing so much, and like you said, people want to come vacation here infrequently. You know, people who come every few months, and it's not. I don't think it's going down. Yeah, I think they'll just be getting
cool.
Well, can I pour you anything else? Like I said, I have dessert wines if you like anything a little sweeter. But
I don't think I want.
Yeah, I'm not usually a dessert wine drinker.
Do you get a yes or a no?
Yeah.
Quick answer on that.
But I would like to take a bottle of the rosé home.
Oh, the rosé? Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, that's my favorite. I hope the 18 will be nice and light like this one, too. I'm really excited to get that bottled.
So is it mostly family that, like, works here, or do you guys have...
Our staff is all about them. It's Candace runs everything here. We also have a vacation rental upstairs. She runs that. She runs the tasting room. She runs the business for us. My husband and I come down Thursday through Sundays. She's also the assistant winemaker for the past year.
You're very busy.
Your business card's like all words.
So it's just her. It's her.
We have Eli, who sells our wines locally. He's our salesman. He works here Saturdays. I'll hire more people for the summer. We like to keep it family.
That's awesome.
Cousin and his girlfriend come and help out.
That's really cool.
So it's, I'd love to keep it family. Like I said, I'd love to grow very slowly. Yeah. But for now, we'll keep it.
Awesome. Yeah, that's really cool.
I'm going to do a bottle of the rosé as well. Okay, I've been stocking up on, like, all my rosé and white wines.
I know, but it's getting a little warmer, right?
I know. Well, we've been talking about this because I was like, I don't know why. All of a sudden, like, all I want to drink is, like, really high-acid, like, whites. And she's like, oh, it's because the time change is coming. And I was like, I guess that's it.
I'm convinced. Like, in my mind, time change equals... summer.
Exactly. That's my train of thought.
Right? So therefore,
rich, hearty foods. Mm-hmm. That's all I've been doing is eating this winter. So I've been craving white wine.
It's like time change comes. It's summertime. I need cool wine. We're like winter. Yeah. I need heavy reds. Like time change.
I feel like this winter though.
Time change. It is
no.
It's next week. Yeah.
Yeah. Next.
I'm so ready for it. I do not like this kind of weather. I want some heat.
Yes, I know. It's like, that's why we live here, right?
Exactly.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening to that episode that we recorded at River Star Vineyards.
River Star.
River Star. Not Dark Star. Go there.
I will remember that now. But like, I'll remember because they were adorable.
Yes. We had such a nice experience with them. I feel like they are a great stop, especially if you want to go somewhere that doesn't have the hustle and bustle of, you know, the other East Paso areas.
Yeah. And like, I felt like I could come in here and like... flip-flops and like
not pretentious
but at all.
Beautiful property.
So down to earth, very pretty property. You guys, they're doing concerts during summer, which mm-hmm. is awesome. Mm-hmm.
They have really great case specials, and during the concerts they're gonna have like glass specials or bottle specials, but right now you can get some really good deals on cases of wine.
And super family friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember which wine it was, but Affinity maybe?
Yes, Affinity.
Like the labels, all these little kids playing. It's their family. Like it's their kid. Well, not her kids, but it seemed like nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
But like so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So sweet.
Yeah, it was really cute. They had a sunset red, which was like a super approachable, really easy drinking red
wine.
That's
like a perfect Tuesday wine.
It is.
Great price.
Yeah.
Delicious. Not super heavy. Like, you could totally drink it without food.
Yeah. And I was thinking, like, this is what I imagine drinking when I listen to music out here on their gorgeous lawn.
I also really enjoyed the rosé.
Yes. We each we didn't buy any wine. Just kidding.
Nope.
But the rosé is great. If you were going to buy a bottle, you should probably buy that.
I feel like all of their wines were good. I think some of them, as time goes on, will get to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing prices.
Yeah.
Like so reasonable. And only a $5 tasting fee.
Yes.
Honestly, I didn't even know you that guys. Still existed in this area.
Right. Like there's free, right? And the only place that's probably free right now is Tobin James. And then it really jumps to like 10 is the minimum. That's even rare to find now.
Yeah.
Like
I feel 15? Like 15 to 30 is pretty average these days. So yeah, $5.
And they waive it with just a purchase of one bottle, which with an entry point of, I think like $16 for the bottle rosé, really, really palatable.
Yeah. So definitely worth coming to, like not too far out of the way.
No.
Not like, like you don't want to stop here on your way home from work.
No.
But worth coming to for sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Plus, I love a mother-daughter team. Come on.
Yeah, it was great.
And she was saying, like, they really keep it super family-oriented, and I just love that. They had a dog running around.
Mm-hmm. They're dog-friendly and family-friendly for their concerts.
I definitely feel like I would feel comfortable coming here with, like, Stacy and her kids.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Well, like, no, but like I was saying in there, some places say they're family friendly, but then you show up with your kids.
And they get weird.
And they're not family friendly.
Yeah, they're like family friendly if your kids are staying at home.
Yeah, they're family friendly if your kids are going to sit in the car. Yeah. But like this, like they had like little toys out there.
Yeah, very cute.
They had a huge lawn. Like the kids could totally run and play and the kids could have fun. Like, while we're enjoying our wine tasting, you know, like that's what I mean.
Yes. No, I agree. I definitely got those vibes. I think that if I were to, like, I think last week I said that Lavinia was kind of like old school Italian vibes. Like, this is definitely like family ranch vibes.
Yeah, for sure.
And I love that.
I do too. It's like one of my favorite things.
I'm so glad that we have taken on this adventure and are trying new places. I know. Because I never would have come here.
Me either. I would have driven right by and been like, oh, what a convenient place to stop, and never stopped.
Yeah. So,
but now I'll come here.
If you guys are the same as us, then you should definitely, you know, take a minute, stop, think about where you're going to go, and maybe come here and try out some wines, especially in the summer. I think it'd be a great stop in the summer.
Yeah, I think it'd be beautiful in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and definitely bring a picnic.
Yes. Well, I think that brings us to the end of this episode.
Yes. Thank you.
River Star. Oh, man. You said you were going to get it.
I would have gotten it. I would have just taken it. I never remember names. Anyways, thank you for having us.
Yes. We really appreciate it.
It was delightful. We can't
thank
wait to come
back. Thank you for listening to the podcast, you guys, River Star and otherwise.
Yeah.
We have gotten so many more listens lately, and we're really appreciative.
Yes.
I think the only other thing that we could ask of you is if you like us, like, subscribe and leave a 5-star or 4-star or 3-star review. I mean, 3 stars are good. Maybe nothing less than that.
No.
We don't want any less.
Keep the negativity to yourself. We don't need that negativity in our life.
If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it to us.
Yeah, don't be an online troll. Nobody likes those people.
But you could find, I mean, if we reach out to you, you can tell us that you don't like us. And
yeah.
But we'll probably
block also, you. Also, like, follow us on Instagram. That's, like, such a great way to connect. And Facebook, too, but especially Instagram. That seems, like, a little bit more, like, interactive than Facebook these days.
Yeah. Yeah, we are on Facebook, but definitely Instagram is probably the best place to find us. We're, like, doing those stories and posting regularly, and
that way. By the way, Shanice just did air quotes when she said stories, and I'm not sure why, but it was pretty funny. Maybe I'll put that on a story. Air quotes.
Anyway. Follow us on social media is the point. It's also the best way to connect with us if you want to tell us where to go next or tell us what you like or don't like about our podcast or adventures. And we will take all of your feedback into consideration.
Yeah.
And until we hear from you, we'll just continue on the path we're on. And so stay tuned for next week's adventure.
Yeah. Thanks so much for listening.
We'll see you later.
Bye.